This week, the New York Supreme Court heard arguments in the legal fight between daily fantasy sports companies, DraftKings and FanDuel, and the New York Attorney General. The question is whether daily fantasy sports is a game of skill or a game of chance. Players of the online contests have their own views. Kurt Nickisch of member station WBUR visited one of the industry's top winners in Boston.
It's a Saturday morning, and Sahil Sood is brewing coffee. He's wearing a t-shirt and jeans, his hair is a little messed up, and he's going to work.
This fall is very hectic. I mean, I'll be working till midnight, get up at 6, and work tomorrow pretty much all day.
That's because this 27-year-old Bostonian makes his living playing daily fantasy sports for money. It's hard to blame Sood for looking at screens all day, considering how much money he says he's made so far this year.
It's over $3 million.
$3 million makes Sood a star to some in the industry. To others, he's a shark. Most know him only by his online screen name, Max Dallery.
But let's see.
Sood is looking at his computer screen, a grid filled with make-believe rosters of college football players from different teams, his fantasy lineups. A computer model that he developed has generated these rosters, but he still tweaks them based on his gut.
This is mostly just I don't really like this player at all, so I'm just constantly disappointed me this year.
Sood watches Twitter for news, like a last-minute player injury. After all, today alone, Sood's putting more than 100 grand at risk, his usual. He's entering more than 200 online contests. Some have thousands of other players. Some have just two, head-to-head. It's a long way from when he first dabbled in daily fantasy after graduating from college in math and econ and taking some computer programming.
I'm a very step-by-step thinker.
For Sood, predicting how a single player is going to do in a single game is a really interesting problem. He coded a computer algorithm, refining it over time.
What you're really doing is you're teaching a computer, this is what I think is important, and this is how you combine it all into one number, which is what I think the player's going to do.
Last year, he quit his computer programming job to play fantasy full-time, and he can, for now. New York's attorney general argues daily fantasy is a game of chance, illegal as a casino in Times Square. Sood disagrees.
You look at the track record of people that have succeeded, you look at the skills that I've developed, the things that I've looked at, and it's clear to me that it's a skill-based game. I mean, I'll challenge anybody.
Just like a sports competition, he says, one person's skills against another's.
Burger and fries. Typical Saturday hanging out watching football food. That's what you need.
That's a friend, Jacob Bauer, showing up with lunch. These two worked together when Sood was just a beginner. Bauer says bonding over beers and sports is the same nowadays, except Sood looks at his phone more often.
It's definitely been cool to see that transformation and also see him reach the success that I think he deserves, given how hard he's worked. So.
But Sood's success may not continue. State and federal regulators are questioning the industry, which may halt the new venture that Sood is launching to coach less experienced players.
Always wanted to be the best at something. Make sure that I can constantly improve, something that I really enjoy and have succeeded at, but it's, I don't know, it may be done in 3 months. Who knows?
That's why Sood will be watching more than 20 hours of football this weekend. He wants to maximize this opportunity with the algorithm he built. For NPR News, I'm Kurt Nickisch in Boston.